James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And recently I memorized James chapter 1. That's James 1, 1 through 4 that I read there. But, you know, recently I memorized that, and I don't know, after you, while you're memorizing and you're going over it and over it and over it and reading the whole chapter and trying to quote it and thinking about it throughout the day, it starts coming alive in a lot of ways. It's a real blessing, and I do recommend that. I recommend memorizing the scriptures. And James, I'm endeavoring to memorize the whole book, which it's 5 chapters, and I already know chapter 3 and now chapter 1, so I just have 3 more chapters. I've been working a little bit on chapter 2. But I do recommend that to you as something very profitable to do. But those verses there in James 1, 1 through 4, I want to look at this morning. Or today, I don't know when you're listening, it's morning for me, but I'm going to be going through James chapter 1, breaking it down into 7 different sections for this week, for the 7 days of the daily inspiration. And so here in the first verse, it tells us who James is writing to. It's James, a servant of God and the Lord, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. And James here, it's pretty well agreed that he's would have been Jesus' brother, the Lord's brother. And so this is, and he was also one of the apostles. And he's writing to the 12 tribes, it says, which are scattered abroad. Well, that would be the 12 tribes of Israel, which in those days they were scattered abroad, and even today they are even more scattered, I'm sure. But I believe this is to all believers. He's calling them brethren, and he's calling them, by different names like that. And so I believe he's talking to the Christians, writing to the Christians, and so he's writing to us even in our day. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I want to look just a little bit at the word temptation. If you look up words like I do in the Strong's, you will find out that it's number 3985 and 3986, these words, temptation and tempted, and some of these words in this first chapter, is that Strong's number. And it means it means to try or make a trial of, attempt. It says here, also, the number 3986 would be the noun form. This other one is the verb form. So like in this case, where it says, when you fall into diverse temptations, that would be the noun form. And then down a little bit later where it says, say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. That would be the verb form there of the same word. But it means to try or to prove by testing. And this, it doesn't say who is trying here. It doesn't say that it's a trial from God, although it could be. It could be a trial from the world or whatever. It does say diverse temptations or diverse temptations or many different kinds of temptations. Let me read this in a couple other versions. in the ESV, the English Standard Version, it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And also the NIV says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So there's a couple different versions, English translations of those verses. And so the word temptation we have can be translated there as it was in the New International. It says trials, and in the ESV it says the testing of your faith. But so here we don't have, you know, who is testing, which, like I say, it could be the Lord. Later on we find out in this chapter that God doesn't tempt any man with evil, and he's not tempted by any man. But the Lord does chasten those who he loves. He also tries the hearts, it says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, and other places about God trying the hearts. But we also see that there's trials that come from other places too. It comes from the world. It comes from our own doing. Trials come from the devil, Satan's arrows that are shooting at us, as we see there in Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So there's trials and temptations and testings that come from various different ways. And so here it doesn't really specify which way it's coming. It just says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Knowing this, and the reason why, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And as if you remember when we were reading in the ESV, it said steadfastness. And in the New International Version, it said perseverance. So it does its work. It does work in us when we have trials and temptation. Maybe you're going through something in your life even today, and it's a real trial. Maybe it's from the world. Maybe it's from the devil. Maybe the Lord is testing you in an area or something. I don't know. But it says here that it works patience, or it works steadfastness. It works endurance. And I wanted to look up this word endurance, or this word, patience in the Strong's. And it says here, in the New Testament, the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. That's what this word means. It means that, or this is the way it's used in the New Testament, that this person is not going to be swerved because he's made a deliberate purpose. He has a purpose and a loyalty to faith and piety, even though he's facing many trials. I thought that was good. So the trying of our faith worketh patience, and or endurance. And it's a good thing. It's, God brings things across our lives, or the world brings things, or the devil brings things, and those things that are brought to us, we can stand by faith, and we can not be crumpled, we're not going to fall because of those trials that come, but we're going to be firm and strong and walk by faith and not by sight. So it works patience in our lives. It says, but let patience then have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing or lacking nothing. And God wants us to walk by faith. He wants us to be men and women of faith, and not trials are going to come. Trials come to everyone. And it happens to people in the world. Trials come, and they end up oftentimes, you know, getting divorced or getting having all kinds of mental problems, all kinds of things, just going in depression and things like that. But the Christian doesn't need to do that, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have grace that is sufficient for us if we cry out to Him, if we look to Him. So count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I wanted to end with this, actually two things. It says here in verse 2, count it all joy. What a complete opposite response that is compared to what the world, when they go through trials, when they go through suffering, sickness, you name it. There's all kinds of trials, whatever kind of trials. But count it all joy. When we can go through those trials, counting it joy, and being an example to the world, what glory that brings to God, what praise brings to Him, instead of anger and frustration and complaining and bitterness and all those things that the world would experience. But we have the grace of God with us. We have the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, we have with us. If we cry out to Him, if we put our trust in Him, the grace is sufficient. And I wanted to then close then with a poem. And this was written by a girl of 8 years old. And she ended up writing many hymns that are probably in your hymn book that you sing out of. And I'm sure you've heard her name, Fanny Crosby. When she was 8 years old, she wrote these few little lines. It says, oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world content I will be. How many blessings I enjoy, the other people don't, or that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't. So praise God for an 8-year-old little blind girl that wrote those words, that had a grasp on what we've been talking about here today. So God bless you, and look to the Lord. He is sufficient to meet all of our needs, even in trials. God bless you.